First pack of Zav and second Mishnah. A person saw Ziva twice, and now he's counting days of Tyre, 7 days of Tyre. And the third day, which is the day after he started counting his Svira, he saw Keri, which is a regular discharge. B'shamay, it's not a discharge himself. B'shamay Imrim Seisir Shnei Yom L'Fonav, that he has to start his count all over ago. Because he says that if a person sees his keri in the middle of his counting of 7 days of an Nikiyim for the Zov, he has to start all over again. Since this is not Zov, if she saw one day, that day doesn't count, if you could add on to it, here he saw the third day of his count, so the third day doesn't count, and it's enough to have 5 more days because you have 2 from before. He sees on the second day of the 7 days of Nikiyim, then he says, where we had what happened before, and even coming to Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, Echad Rabbi Sheni, Echad Rabbi Shlishi, in both cases, as long as what he saw was Keri and not Zov, it is not Saisa. So the kids of Rabbi Kiva holds that according to Basil, as long as he saw Keri and not Zov, that day doesn't count, but whether it was 2 days before or 1 day before, those previous days still count and can add on whatever is missing afterwards. Everybody agrees that if there was a 4 day gap, there was 3 days of clean and the fourth day so Keri, Barak Keri, that is not Saisa more than the day. You know, that day is not Noki, but you could continue counting the remainder of the days. Avin Roya Zoif, Afilo Yom Shvi, Sosa Shalafana. But if the discharge was Zof, then that's the any time within the 7 days is going to be Saisa, and you have to start all over again. So basically, the rule is that a Zof who sees 2 times has to count 7 clean days. If he sees Zof in any one of those 7 days, till the end of the 7th day, he starts all over again. He sees Keri, so that, we have Machlokes B'Sham B'Sil, Ma'aser Rabbi Akiva said, that whenever he sees it, that day doesn't count, but the days before and after still count.